This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you here today. God bless you. We greet you here on this Monday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Monday to join me, to join us, as we together sit under the authority of the Word of God. Now, Pastor Darren Solana is going to bring us the Word here coming up in a minute. He preached the sermon just yesterday here at the church, and this sermon is entitled Watch and Pray. I could give you half a dozen different places to go and look that up, because Jesus says it so often. You'll find it in all four of the Gospels, various times, watch and pray. So that's our launching point here for today, and the importance of being like a night watchman. Or being in the military, he used the example of what this word watch means. How important it is to always be watching and praying. So that's where we're going to be. For more info on this church, islandcommunitychurch.net is our website. Pastor Darren Solana will be teaching again Wednesday night. He is leading the book of Colossians right now. He's in chapter 1. That's where we'll be this Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. I invite you to attend one of our services at Island Community Church. Okay, without further ado, let's get into the Word now. We're launching points, Matthew chapter 26. Chapter 26, the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he was talking to his disciples about watching with him for an hour. Let's get into the Word.
I wasn't going to mention anything, but I guess I will. First and foremost, I don't put sermons together with any preconceived notion. I write sermons the same way Pastor does. I stare at a blank sheet of paper, and pray that God would use me to speak to y'all. I write what He gives me to write. That's really the only way that I know to do it, and I certainly wouldn't want to do it any other way. Interestingly enough, after I had finished writing this sermon, and this sermon is entitled Watch and Pray, after I had gone through it all and crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's, it dawned on me that it was awful familiar. So I got to looking through my old sermons. And in my old sermons, on 8/14, which is less than a month away from now, I had written a sermon entitled Watch. 8/14 of 2022. Like I say, I just stare at a blank piece of paper, and I hold a pen in my hand, and I say, Lord, I'm ready. You show me what you want me to preach on. Here we go. Let's watch and pray. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of being in your house today. Better is one day in your house than thousands elsewhere. Lord, we thank you that you woke us up in our right minds today, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of worshiping, fellowshipping with your people. Father, I pray that you would use me today for your glory. Help me in all that I do, Father. Father, that you would not only fill me up, but everyone in the room with the Holy Spirit, Father, that we would be overflowing. And Lord, that your word would fall on ears to hear it and hearts to receive it. And Father, we praise you and we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 26. I'm starting at verse 36. Heading in the New King James reads the prayer in the garden. Starting at 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. And he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and he prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Verse 40, then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." In Luke's account, Luke chapter 22, verse 43, it says that while Jesus prayed, an angel appeared from heaven and strengthened him. Now, one could only speculate that if Peter, James, and John had been doing what Jesus told them to do, which was watch and pray, that angel would have strengthened them also. But the world will never know that. What I'd like to show today is how critically important watching and praying was for them and is and will be for us. In Mark chapter 14, verse 38, Jesus told them to watch and pray lest they enter into temptation. Meaning there's a temptation coming, and unless they're watching and praying, they will enter into it. And it's a specific temptation. This temptation is very specific. It's not your everyday temptation. This temptation isn't that old Foxy Fanny's going to come on to you down at the Piggly Wiggly. That's not the temptation. This is a specific temptation. And the temptation has fallen away. Or cutting bait. Or saying, "I didn't sign up for this." Now you might ask, how do I come to that conclusion? In the previous verses, he told them that they would be tempted. And specifically what the temptation would be. And that they would be overtaken by it. And let me read it to you. Now I'll be in Mark chapter 14. I'll be at Mark chapter 14. I'm going to start at verse 27 and read through 31. Mark 14:27. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter, he spoke more vehemently. "If I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said likewise. He specifically told them what was coming and told them to watch and pray. He says the same thing to us. Watch and pray. Before we go any further than this, some of you might be asking, well, what does it mean to watch and pray? Explain it. You've probably got a good idea of what it means, but I'll go into more detail so we have a good understanding through Scripture. 1 Corinthians, and these should be on your handout. 1 Corinthians 16:13. "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong." 1 Peter 4:7. "But the end of all things is at hand, imminent. Be ye sober," serious, "and watch, watchful unto prayer." 1 Thessalonians 5:6. And I think specifically of Peter, James, and John on this one. It says, "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." 2 Timothy 4:5. "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." 4:2. "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." 2:1. "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved." 21:36. "Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." 13:33. "Take heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is." Now, there's some military people in this room. There's military, former military. If you're military or former military, you got an edge on the rest of us over this. Clearly, you've got an edge over the rest of us on this. Because they've been trained. We need to train ourselves. And let me explain. Military personnel know that at any given moment, whether in peacetime or not, they could get the call like that and let's go. They operate in a form of readiness. They operate in a mode of readiness. It's the same thing. Don't miss it. Military, I would say, reading the Bible, if you've been in the military, you've certainly got an edge over the rest of us civilians. All the way around. They know at any given moment they could be called up. And for those who have been called up, combat soldiers, they really get this. Watch and pray. The word translated watch means to have the alertness of a guard at night. A night watchman must be even more vigilant than a daytime watchman. In the daytime, danger can often be spotted from a distance, but in the night, everything is different. A night watchman must use his senses other than sight to detect danger. He is often alone in the darkness and without the defenses he would otherwise employ. There may be no indications of an attack until it happens, so he must be, keyword, hyper-vigilant, suspecting it at any moment. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Prayer exercises our spiritual senses. Because we're constantly in a battle with something we cannot see. We can only remain faithful when we are devoted to prayer. We must pray for endurance and freedom from distractions. Make sense, military men?
Yes.
Now let me get to where I'm going. I think we all get the idea of watching and praying, and that it should be 24/7 for the Christian. So turn to Matthew chapter 24. Everybody still with me? I'm at Matthew chapter 24. I'll be starting at verse 36. The heading in the New King James reads, "No one knows the day or hour." Verse 36, "But of that day and hour no one knows." This is Jesus speaking. "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other one left." Verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not suspect or expect." Same page, Matthew 25. Verses 1 through 13. "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish one said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Now you might say, Pastor, you're scaring me. I hope so. You should be afraid of this. You should be afraid of missing this. Watch and pray. Let's back up to Matthew chapter 24. Let's back up to verse 15. Heading in the New King James, the Great Tribulation. Matthew 24, verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Verse 16. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation such has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, the days will be shortened. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is Christ, or there, don't believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, don't go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. For as lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the heavens and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When the branches has already become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Okay, stay with me. I took us there because most of us would use that as a checklist, right? Because he says, when you see these things, know I'm at the door. So you can look at that as a checklist, right? The sun will be darkened, the moon won't give its light, all of these things happening. Checklist, checklist. 24:43 says, so you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Luke 21:28 says this, now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your eyes because your redemption draws near. Luke 21:34, the heading in the New King James reads, the importance of watching. Luke 21:34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing drunkenness, and the cares of this life. And that day come on you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Verse 36, Luke 21, 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Don't wait till then to watch and pray. We need to make watching and praying what we're about right now. What's another? Basically, put on the old spiritual coffee pot. Does that make any sense? If we're watching and praying, we will know what times we are living in. These things happen suddenly, and they happen unexpectedly. And things can go south quickly. Not to make light of it, but maybe to make easier sense of it. I had this guy years ago that I used to work with. And I remember one day in particular, man, it was a Friday. He came in that morning excited about what was going to happen that night. He talked about it all day long. You know, he's like, man, I can't wait. I can't wait till 5 o'clock. All my buddies are coming over. We've got a keg. And we're just, man, we're going to have ourselves, we are going to get tore up. I'm sitting there listening to him all day long. You know, because hurry up, get this done. Man, my buddies are coming over tonight. We're going to have a good time. A good time. Everything, we finally get everything done. I'm pulling in his driveway to drop him off. You know, and he's, whoo, my buddies are there already, you know. And he's getting all excited. And he gets ready to open the door. I said, hey.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I believe in God the Father.
Hi, friends. Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM, WMIE, and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.
Tell you how it changed.